I loved going to the tea room with Grandma. They treated me like a princess. That was a good birthday.
That sounds like fun. But remember, if you're a Christian, you're royalty every single day. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Wouldn't you love to be in a royal family and live in a fancy castle with servants and get to eat whatever you want any time of the day? Well, only certain people are born into royal families like that here on earth. But it's different in God's kingdom. John chapter 1, verse 12 says, "To all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God." That's what our story is all about today. It's entitled, Tea for Two. "I'm ready for my birthday adventure, Grandma," Emily said. "Where are we going?" "You'll see, but you'll need this." Grandma handed Emily a big box. Emily tore off the paper, opened the box, and gasped. "A dress?" Grandma nodded. "You'll look so pretty. Go get changed, dear." Emily put on the dress and eagerly followed Grandma out to the car. After a short drive, Grandma said, "Here we are." "Is this a mansion?" Emily asked as they climbed the stairs to the front door. Grandma grinned. "It is a mansion. Long ago, different families called it home. Now it's a Victorian tea room." "Is this why we're all dressed up?" Emily asked. Grandma nodded. Once inside, Emily whispered, "Everything's so fancy, and it's so quiet." A woman in a long black dress greeted them. "Hello, I'm Rachel. How may I help you?" "My granddaughter and I have reservations." "You must be Emily, the birthday girl. May I say you look like a princess in your lovely dress?" Rachel smiled. "Please follow me." Rachel led them to their table. "I see you've requested the birthday tea for two with lunch. Excellent choice. I'll bring out your tea first." "Rachel's so nice," Emily said. "I do feel like a princess in my dress with all the beautiful things here." "Well, Emily, whether you're here, on a soccer field, or anywhere else, you are a princess," Grandma said. Emily looked puzzled. "You're a child of the King of Kings," Grandma told her. "God is your heavenly father. And since he's king over everything, that makes me a princess?" "That's right. The Bible tells us many times that we are God's children because we trust in Jesus. He died for our sins so we could be forgiven and become part of God's family." As Emily pondered that, Rachel returned carrying a teapot with yellow rosebuds painted on it. She poured Emily's tea. "Would you like sugar or honey?" "Honey, please," Emily said. "Sweets for the sweet princess." Emily's eyes sparkled as she glanced at Grandma. "Rachel, can I tell you something? It's not this fancy dress that makes me a princess. I'm a princess because I'm a child of God, who's the King of Kings." "I could tell," Rachel smiled. "I'm a child of God, too." So, how about you? Are you a child of God and a member of his family? When we put our faith in Jesus Christ, we become children of God. As his children, our Heavenly Father gives us the Holy Spirit to guide and help us as we walk with him. If you haven't yet trusted in Jesus, do it today, and you'll become a child of the King. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first and then head to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 12.
"Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God."
And our key thought, Christians are God's children. Well, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. I'm Zach. We'll see you tomorrow.